Great Scott. It's time for the Geek News with J-Stu and K-Stu.
News team, assemble!
Hey, welcome to this week's Geek News. 2 weeks in a row.
Look at us. So professional and all.
Yeah, definitely. So this is J-Stu, and sitting by my side once again is my lovely sidekick and co-host, K-Stu.
Yeah, I'm lovely.
So after last week's news, you looked it up, and it had been 2 months since we'd done a news?
Something like that.
Shortly before Christmas?
Illnesses, life got in the way. Life.
Yeah. We're back, though.
But we're back.
We had fun doing...
Better than ever.
Yep, we had fun doing last week's news. We got some great events coming your way in the future. But let's get to this week's news, and something you should start with since you told me about this.
Well, 20th Century Fox has cast Marvel's first family. Jamie Bell, Michael B. Jordan, Kate Mara, and Miles Teller are Josh Trank's The Fantastic Four. Teller will play Reed Richards, or Mr. Fantastic. Mara will be Sue Storm, the Invisible Woman. Jordan is set to play Johnny Storm, the Human Torch. And Bell, likely through motion capture, will be Ben Grimm, or The Thing. Previous reports have suggested that Trank's iteration of the story also involves Dr. Victor Von Doom, so expect more casting on the Fantastic Four very soon. Filming on the Fantastic Four is expected to begin in Baton Rouge this March. Josh Trank will direct the big screen adaptation, which is currently set for release on June 19th, 2015.
So, obviously, we hadn't heard of any of these people.
I heard of Michael B. Jordan. We talked about him before.
I kind of...
Kate Mara?
Kate Mara, I've seen her picture in places. She's cute. What
Jamie
else?
Jamie Bell?
Billy Elliot.
Is the Billy Elliot kid?
The dancing kid. Is taking over for Michael Chiklis.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going with a younger cast. I don't know if you read The Ultimate Fantastic Four when it came out a few years ago, but it was about them being like teenagers.
I think I did.
Now, maybe. It was a good series. Now, you and I seem to be the only ones in the world that like the other two Fantastic Four movies.
I know.
Like, everyone slams them. I don't understand why.
I enjoyed them, I'm sorry.
No, they were good, and it's going to be a little bit different. Johnny Storm, they're actually going with an African-American actor.
Yeah, so I don't know if we're still going to have the brother-sister dynamic for Johnny and Sue.
Or someone was adopted in the family.
We'll see.
We'll see. And they're doing this... Now, I think it was only like a few more months to a year where... Fox would have lost the rights, and Marvel would have gotten the rights to the Fantastic Four back again.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if they're just trying to rush this out there so they would still get the rights.
I don't know.
Yeah. And, I don't know, who do you think could make a good Doctor Doom if that's who they go with?
Well, you read that who was eyeing the role?
I don't think I did read someone was eyeing the role.
Not Matthew Modine?
No, that was for Doctor Strange.
My bad. Wrong doctor.
The guy that played him in the other movies was Julian McMahon, who was from that...
Nip-Tuck,
yeah.
I liked him in the role, but...
Yeah.
Again, I'm one of the only two people who liked that movie.
As long as... I think they should just stay away from Galactus, because they made him a cloud in that last movie, and no one seemed to care for that. But as I've said on many occasions, you can't... realistically have a guy in a big purple suit standing in the air in a movie.
No.
I mean, it works fine in the comics.
Yeah.
They're doing a cool Galactus series right now. But in a movie setting, I don't know. Stay away from that guy. Although they don't really have that many memorable villains, to be honest.
True.
So, I guess we'll have to wait and see. So, filming's going to start soon. Obviously, we're going to see it.
Oh, yeah. We see everything. Kinda.
Alright, so moving on. Actor Matt Ryan has been cast to play John Constantine in NBC's Constantine television series. might remember a movie from a few years ago where Keanu Reeves was Constantine.
I do. Didn't see it.
Didn't see it. Remember, so we don't see everything.
I remember that there was a movie.
Yeah, I guess he pissed off a lot of fans because he wasn't blonde or British. Anyhow, the series is based on the Hellblazer comic book that's published by DC Comics. Character was actually created by legendary comic book writer Alan Moore. And he actually made his debut, the character made his debut in Swamp Thing 37 from 1985. Years later, the character would receive his own comic book series, Hellblazer. And it was the longest running title under DC Comics, Vertigo Comics, until they recently rebooted that with the New 52.
Ah.
So I'll check it out. I'm familiar with the character. I was reading Justice League Dark, where him and Zatanna were at odds all the time. It's kind of cool. That's coming soon. Check it out.
Okay. I will. You told me to, so I did. I will. Yeah. Well, Variety is reporting that it's Jai Courtney?
I think it's Jay, isn't it?
I thought it was Jai. I thought it rhymed with pie for some reason. The kid from A Good Day to Die Hard. He has been cast as Kyle Reese in the new Terminator movie. The character was previously played by Michael
Bien.
Bien? Okay. In the first Terminator movie. Terminator Genesis will be released July 1st, 2015.
I don't know. I actually fell asleep a few times during the last Terminator movie. They're bringing Schwarzenegger back for this one, though. I'd like to see them explain an old robot.
This robot aged.
I'm one of the few that actually like Terminator 3, but I think they should have ended it there.
Yeah.
And I like Jay Courtney. He was cool in A Good Day to Die Hard. John McClane's son.
Yes.
I'm curious about it. I'm not going to lie, because I did like the first three Terminator movies. And the TV show was good, too. The Sarah Connor Chronicles.
If you say so.
But, I don't know. I think they should have ended it a few years ago. Again, it's a we'll have to wait and see kind of deal.
Yeah. For sure.
Yep. Speaking of casting, Jada Pinkett Smith, Mrs. Will Smith, I believe, has been cast in the series' regular role of Fish Mooney in Fox and Warner Brothers Television's one-hour drama project, Gotham, which at this point has a serious commitment at the network. It's Gotham City, pretty much before Bruce Wayne was Batman. We've talked about it a little bit. They're describing the character as a sadistic gangster boss and nightclub owner. Fish Mooney's got the street smarts and almost extrasensory abilities to read people like an open book. Apparently, one of the people that works for her is Oswald Cobblepot. You might remember him as the Penguin.
I do.
And I'm kind of excited about this series. It's going to explore the origin stories of Commissioner James Gordon and the villains that made Gotham famous. A guy by the name of Bruno Heller has written the pilot script and will serve as executive producer. And we've reported on a little bit of the casting in previous, on our previous show. Ben McKenzie has been cast as James Gordon. And the one we're excited about, Donald Logue, is Detective Harvey Bullock. And I guess we haven't really mentioned this one, but Sean Pertwee will be playing Alfred Pennyworth. Trivia question. Sean Pertwee, the son of Doctor Who number 3, John Pertwee.
Nice.
He's been in some martial arts movies that Ryan and Jody were talking about on the martial arts show. So, I think it's going to be interesting, and I'll check it out, definitely. Bruce Wayne will be a teenager on it, apparently.
I like it.
Yeah, well, it's on Fox, so I don't know. They used to be the network that would cancel everything real early.
True.
But, again, the theme for this show seems to be we'll have to wait and see. Hey, what's next?
Well, a Farscape movie is in development a decade after Farscape The Peacekeeper Wars provided closure to fans left hanging by the original series' final episode. And screenwriter Justin Monjo has reportedly written a script for the spinoff to be directed by Brian Henson, son of Jim Henson. And I will say that Hunter has reminded me that it's just being written in the same way that the Star Wars versus Doctor Who crossover movie that he's writing is totally in the works right now as well.
Oh, okay. I never saw it, but it's Kristen's favorite show, and she's definitely raving about it all the time.
Yeah. So yeah, it's just being written right now. It's not in production, but Hunter just wanted us to remind us of that when I posted it to Kristen's wall.
Okay. Cool.
So, what else we got?
Well, this just came in Saturday at midnight. All of a sudden, Facebook went crazy with this one. NBC has announced that Heroes, the show that debuted in 2006, will return for a 13-episode miniseries event in 2015. They actually had a little bit of a teaser during the Olympics this past weekend as well. Details are scarce at this time, but what we do know is that creator Tim Kring is back, and it will be titled Heroes Reborn. The original series ran for 4 seasons until it was canceled in February of 2010. What are your thoughts on this?
I'm torn. I'm really excited because I loved the first season of the show. If they're going back to the quote-unquote formula of the first season, I'm very excited. I think it took a weird turn, and then they were just trying too hard in the following seasons. So I don't want a continuation of that. So I'm hoping they're going back to their original, like, ideas and craziness and not continuing on with what was going on. And I know Steph from the GCE and I were kind of commenting back and forth about who we want to see return.
Yeah, because some of them have gotten really popular since that show.
Yeah.
And, like Zachary Quinto, for example.
Yeah, slightly. So it was like, oh, who would even be able to come back? And who do we want to see back? And, like, it's all just a bunch of speculation right now. Like, you just threw out, you know, Heroes is coming back. So there's a million theories going on right now. So I'm excited if it's done right. I don't think we got a proper finale.
We didn't. The finale ended in a cliffhanger. Yeah. The cheerleader was about to jump off a Ferris wheel and reveal herself to the world. And that was it.
Yeah.
I want to know what changed NBC's mind, because this Kring guy tried to get a finale miniseries made a couple years ago, and they said no.
Yeah, so I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm excited, but I don't want to get too excited.
Has Milo Ventimiglia worked since Heroes? Because I haven't seen him anywhere.
He was in a couple, like, sci-fi action thriller type movies. We saw the one.
He was in Rocky Balboa during Heroes run.
Yeah.
While it was still on the air.
That other one where he was like a medical student or something, we saw it.
Yeah, that was during Heroes as well.
Was that during Heroes? That was during Heroes
as well. I know Hayden Panettiere is on that Nashville show now.
Yeah.
And Adrian Pastar, that played Nathan Petrelli, is starting a new series as well. I don't know what Greg Grunberg's been up to. He was on that summer series where he was trying to bang Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yeah, I want to see him back. I want Hero to come back.
He's obviously on Hawaii. He's a regular on Hawaii 5-0.
Masioka's on Hawaii 5-0, and I assume living in Hawaii. So, James Kyson Lee, I don't know what he's been up to.
I've seen him on Hawaii 5-0 in a guest role once.
Hurley was on as a guest role.
Oh, the mother. Isn't he Ted Mosby's mother, too? Or someone off of How I Met Your Mother?
Who? What?
The mother of the Petrellis.
Oh. Yeah, but not like every week or something. I thought she was like the mother. I'm like,
no.
Ted doesn't marry Mrs. Petrelli.
That's gross.
HRG. I can't see him coming back just because he played the gay senator on The Office, and I would just expect to see, like, Oscar trying to kiss him or something, so that would
I wonder
just be
if
weird.
Christopher Eccleston will come back.
Yeah, I'm sure he will. Allie Larder, what have you been doing lately? You got time.
Yeah.
But then they took her character into, like, a weird offshoot from where it was, so...
Yeah.
And I don't want to see them, like, reboot the whole thing. But then it's like, are they gonna pull a... Well, we'll just mention these old characters so that there's continuity. I wanted to go back to, like, like Siler against the cheerleader, like good versus evil.
Yeah.
And the way it was in Suresh. Like that stuff.
Remember the great tagline from the first season too?
Save the cheerleader, save the world?
Yeah.
Yeah, like bring that back or something. So
I loved it. I thought it was great.
I love that it's announced there's like no details.
Yeah.
Hey, we're working on this. Bye now.
Yeah. Do you remember when that show was so popular that they had announced a second hero series to take place during the weeks it wasn't on, and it was going to be directed by Kevin Smith?
No.
In fact, he made an announcement at San Diego that year that was happening. As soon as it started tanking in season two, they canceled that series. It's going to be Heroes Origins, I think, and they were going to introduce new characters.
Kind of.
This is back when sometimes they were going 3 or 4 weeks without a new episode.
Yeah.
So
maybe kind of, sort of, I remember that. A little bit.
I don't know. I'm psyched for it.
I'm guardedly psyched for it. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Is that a thing?
I guess so. It is now.
All right. We should probably take a break.
Yeah, let's take a break. We got some birthdays. We got some box office. A little trailer talk when we come back, because there was one that really excited the hell out of us this week.
Really?
A little bit. So, come on back.
Stay tuned, loyal listeners. There's more We Got the Geek still to come.
Kristen Hunter is a Canadian artist specializing in polymer clay creations. Kristen is a geek at heart, and most of her creations are nerd-themed. She makes everything from Captain America earrings to video game-inspired necklaces and everything else in between. Check out Kristen's amazing work at www.wasabeads.com or visit her Facebook group, Wasabeads Custom Creations.
All right, welcome back to this week's Geek News. I'm your host, J-Stu, and with me is my co-host with the mostest, K-Stu.
Yeah, that just happened.
It did. So we got to talk about this, obviously. This, in trailer talk news, we got our first glimpse of the Guardians of the Galaxy earlier last week.
Cannot stop watching that trailer.
I've watched that trailer more than any other trailer so far. Of the ones that have been released this year, Spider-Man, Captain America, stuff like that. It looks awesome.
I'm so in love with this movie.
I don't know enough about the characters because I've only read the Bendis series, the one that's out now. But it looks fantastic. Even the graphics on the raccoon shooting people. And it's a teaser. It doesn't tell you much about the plot. It's kind of an introduction to the characters. Yeah. They're in a space police lineup. And Chris Pratt. Holy cow. When did he get cool?
Right?
Wow, he's going to make an excellent superhero in space.
Very excited.
Very excited. We got a little bit of Karen Gillan as Nebula. She's blue and bald. We got a little bit of Zoe Saldana. It looks fantastic. John C. Reilly is talking throughout it. He's one of the Nova Corps. Those of you reading Marvel Comics, you'll know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. So, having not read a Guardians of the Galaxy comic, are you psyched for this one?
I am. I know nothing about this. I don't even know anything about the Nova Corps. I'm really excited.
Remember when we first heard this announcement, we're like, Marvel's on a roll. Why are they doing this movie? But they obviously know what they're doing.
Yep.
You know, if this one becomes a super hit and DC still can't tell its ass from a hole in the ground... Wow. If this and Ant-Man become huge hits, that's just weird to me.
Yeah.
There's a talking tree in this one.
There's a tree.
Wow. So if you haven't checked it out yet, we've got a link to it up on our group on Facebook. Facebook page.
We're getting rid of our group.
Getting rid of that group. So check it out. You'll be glad you did.
Indeed.
Do you have the box office for us?
I think so.
Cool. Let's hear it. Any surprises?
Why don't I try opening the right page? So number one this week is the Lego Movie.
Wow. Just won't go Speaking away, of Chris Pratt.
Yeah, Chris Pratt, number one movie. This week made $31.4 million. So far has grossed $183.2 million.
Wow, and he actually has two Lego figures because there's a Guardians of the Galaxy figure coming out too.
The number two spot is 3 Days to Kill.
Is that?
That is the Kevin Costner movie.
Really?
Hailee Steinfeld and Connie Nielsen and Amber Heard.
Wow.
So, good for you, Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
Made $12.3 million this week. So, from 31.4 at the Lego movie to 12.3, by the way.
Wow.
That's a gap. Pompeii at number three made $10 million this week. I've heard some not-so-good reviews about that one.
Okay.
Just saying. And that stars Kit Harington and Emily Browning and Kiefer Sutherland and...
Kiefer's in that?
Yeah, as Corvus. Carrie Ann Moss is in it as well.
Wow.
So,
yeah. Maybe that's a checkout on TV when it's
you
on
know
TV.
What? If it's not Doctor Who Pompeii, I don't need to watch it. Which is one of my favorite episodes, by the way.
I have yet to get to that one.
Love it. 1, 2, 3. Number four is RoboCop. $9.4 million this week.
Wow, that's tanking.
Number five, Monuments Men. Number six, About Last Night. Number seven, Ride Along.
With Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart. Number eight, Frozen, holding in there.
Still, eh?
Yep. Number nine, Endless Love. Number ten, Winter's Tale. Number 11, Lone Survivor. And number 12, American Hustle.
Not one of those 205 movie lists?
Sorry, I only have the top 12.
Oh, that's a shame. Wow, so About Last Night dropped under RoboCop this week.
Well, there you go.
Wow. Three unnecessary remakes in that top 10.
And one Kevin Hart movie.
And one Kevin Hart movie. And have some refreshments. All right, that brings us to this week's Geek Birthdays. So if you're celebrating a birthday this week like these fellow geeks, happy birthday. So on Monday the 24th, we have Edward James Olmos. Most people know him from Battlestar Galactica. To me, he'll always be Lieutenant Castillo from Miami Vice. Won an Emmy Award for that role, I might add.
Is he not also in Stand and Deliver?
He is.
That's where I know him from.
I don't know how he won an Emmy. He was always pissed off, but never showed it. He'd, like, always
That's
look at
why.
The ground and be like, Crockett, Dobbs, I'm very angry at you. Anyhow.
That's why. That's acting right there.
Yeah.
He was very, very angry, but did not show it. That's acting, Jay.
He was fighting ninjas in one of the episodes, I remember.
That is, yeah, the Miami Ninjas. I believe they went on to become their basketball team. Later known as the Miami Heat.
What was funny about this, and I remember this, was at season one or season two, like when Miami Vice was giant and everyone was dressing like it and everything, when it was a hit.
Still do.
They had this radio simulcast across America. Like different radio stations were playing the episode as it played live on NBC.
Okay.
And I taped it. I don't know what happened to it, though. But... the episode they chose, and I don't know if NBC knew it at the time or the radio stations knew it at the time, was a Lieutenant Castillo episode, which is a tiny bit of Don Johnson and a tiny bit of Philip Michael Thomas at the beginning and end.
Oh, okay.
It's like the spotlight was on Edward James Olmos.
On the radio simulcast.
Yeah. It's hilarious. Also celebrating a birthday that day, Deborah Jo Rupp from...
Kitty Foreman?
Kitty Foreman and Frank Jr.'s wife?
Mrs. Frank Jr.?
Yeah.
On Friends?
Also, Billy Zane. He was in that wonderful Phantom movie we watched. And also Back to the Future. And Abe Vigoda. He's like 110 now, and he's just never going to die. Actually, he's 92. Celebrating a birthday on Tuesday is Rashida Jones. She's cute. Right?
She's adorable.
She's in The Office for now. Skipping ahead to Thursday... Kate Mara, who is now going to be the Invisible Woman.
There you go.
Also, Adam Baldwin. Sure, he was on Firefly, Ryan, but Kath and I both know him from, at best, from Chuck as John Casey. Fantastic in that show. And a little known fact, he was my bodyguard to Chris McPeacy.
When did you need a bodyguard?
Oh, boy. And let's see, on the, that was Thursday? That was Wednesday. No, we skipped Wednesday. That was Thursday. On Friday, it's Gavin McLeod from the Love Boat. He has his own action figure.
Yikes.
Yep. On Saturday, March the 1st, Ron Howard from Happy Days, big time director now. Also, Catherine Bach from the Dukes of Hazzard. I had a little slight crush on her back in the 70s. Also, from the 70s and 80s, Dirk Benedict, who was on Battlestar Galactica, the original. And the A-Team, I believe he was Face.
You're funny.
Yep. There's a Superman's birthday that day, and I think you had a crush on him, Tim Daly.
Yeah, I did.
The voice of Superman. He was also in Wings.
He was on Wings. Daly's brother.
Yeah. Zach Morris himself, maybe he's Franklin, maybe he's Bash, I never remember. Mark Paul Gosselaar as well. He's cool now, I can't believe it. He doesn't have that giant cell phone anymore yelling, time in.
Yikes. Crazy movie, crazy jokes.
And lastly, next Sunday the 2nd, it's Ron Howard's daughter, Bryce Dallas Howard, from Spider-Man 3 and that Terminator movie that made me fall asleep. And your favorite James Bond, I believe, Daniel Craig. Cricket?
No.
Cricket. Was he the alien in Cowboys and Aliens?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
I wouldn't watch that movie, remember?
Oh, that's right. He didn't miss much.
On account of Daniel Craig being in it?
You did not.
Who was in one of my funniest Saturday Night Live skits from last year?
Oh, the Smooches and...
Smooches and Kisses, and... But, I don't know, he still just creeps me out, and I'm... Not looking forward to this James Bond.
We got two more movies to go before we get to the Daniel Craig movies. Anyhow, you heard the groaning here, folks. It ain't going to be good. Anyhow, let's take a break. When we come back, we do have a quick geek calendar. And we'll hope you stick around and listen to it.
And now... A word from our sponsors.
Face front, true believers. John Ballmer is an independent artist and illustrator. He has contributed to several indie comics published by Alterna Comics and more, and is able to draw in many styles and genres. John also does commission work in sizes ranging from 3x5 inches to 11x17 inches and even larger. Add some original art to your personal collection or surprise someone with a drawing just for them. Check out his work at drawnbyjohn.com and his Facebook group, Drawn by John, The Art of John J.C. Ballmer.
Welcome back to this week's Geek News. It's J.Stu with the lovely K.Stu.
I'm lovely.
And before we get to the geek calendar, since I am the defender of Ben Affleck as Batman, I should mention that they announced this week, first or second week of March, we're going to get our first look at Affleck's Batman costume.
I know you're excited. Calm down.
You know who's not excited? Seth Green. He is not excited for Ben Affleck as Batman. So.
Yeah, he's the only one.
Yeah. They're also mentioning Wonder Woman's costume in this movie is going to be armor. And not like the Wonder Woman shorts and tank top that we're used to.
Oi.
Yeah. We'll see.
That's all I have to say about that.
Thanks, Forrest.
You're welcome.
Do you have the geek calendar for us?
I do. So, Tuesday, February 25th, new on Blu-ray and DVD, we have Thor: The Dark World.
Wow. Thor 2. I want to see that again. It was great. Thumbs up from the whole gang and K-Dub.
Which, by the way, it's been so long since we put up a movie one. We just put one up this week, but before that was our review of Thor 2.
Wow.
I think.
We give it high thumbs up.
Really high. Gravity. It's coming out on DVD.
I want to see that. Sandy in space?
Melody, my buddy Melody at work, who's going to come on and do a Wizard of Oz show with me at some point, she said it was, like, the most stressful movie she's ever watched.
Really?
She had to actually stop the movie because she was going to throw up.
Really?
Yeah. She was like, don't go see it in the movie theater. Like, see it at home so you can pace yourself.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was like, this is not a raving review. I do not want to go run out and watch this movie that's going to make me throw up. Anyway, Adventure Time Season 3 is on Blu-ray and DVD. And Robocroc, starring Corin Nemec.
From the makers of Sharknado and Mega Shark versus Mega Gator, and Diana's excited.
I love that when you were putting this together last night, you said that, and then I started watching a video on Facebook, and it was like a funny cat video, but the music was a little serious and dramatic, and you completely thought that I went and looked up the trailer for RoboCroc. Yeah.
So,
I was like, no, I am watching a cat attack oranges on someone's bed. This was the video I watched.
Will this movie prove that Parker Lewis can't lose against a RoboCroc?
Oh, my God.
So, let's wait. I don't know if we know the plot is, but it's, I'm guessing, a robot crocodile?
I don't know. You didn't give me that information.
I didn't
have
it.
You gave me a title.
I didn't have it.
You gave me a title and the star and said, here, go with it.
The star of Stargate Season 6 replacing Michael Shanks for a whole year.
I said, I will not go with it. I will watch a video with kittens in it. Wednesday, February 26th, we got some new comics coming out. So, Tomb Raider, is that the one you just showed me?
Yeah. Fantastic art, written by Gail Simone.
I'm going to have to start reading Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
I love Gail Simone. Superman Lois Lane, number one.
One shot.
Good, because it's Superman Wonder Woman now. Get out of here, Lois Lane. You had your chance. Hit the bricks.
Unless you're Terry Hatcher, then you can stay.
Get to brick hitting. That's going to be my new phrase. Instead of, you know, what grinds my gears, just hit the bricks. I don't know
where
that came from, and we should always do the news in the middle of the night when I'm crazy.
Yeah.
Also, new on Comic Book Day, Walking Dead, number 122. Fantastic Four, number one.
Written by the fantastic James Robinson, who's one of my favorite artists of all time. Favorite writers of all time. He did Starman. And local talent,
Leonard Kirk.
Leonard Kirk is the artist. It is the middle of the night. I'm having brain farts.
Hit the bricks, brain farts. No. Uncanny Avengers Trade Paperback Volume 1, Red Shadow.
I'm going to rave about this one. This is the comic where they're trying to align the X-Men with the Avengers, and Captain America decides they should have an offshoot team with some X-Men and some Avengers. They go against the Red Skull in this, and it's fantastic. It's awesome. Highly recommended.
Oh, it's not fantastic. It's uncanny.
Uncanny.
Avengers.
And the leader of it is Havoc, Cyclops' brother.
Okay.
And in later issues, Wonder Man joins the team.
So then we have Saturday, March 1st, appearing at Mostly Comics in St. Catharines to sign copies of that Fantastic Four issue 1, Leonard Kirk. So we're excited. We're going to go there and chat with Mr. Kirk for a bit.
I believe he's going to be there from 10 to 5.
Okay.
And we just found out, going back to Friday.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. It wasn't on the calendar.
Yeah. Well, we found out after I'd written the calendar that Anchorman 2 is coming back to theaters on Friday. And why is that special, Case 2?
Because there's all new jokes in it. 762 new jokes or something like that.
All the stuff they cut out of Anchorman 2, they've compiled this special edition, longer, X-rated, or unrated.
No,
Rated R.
Rated R. When they made the first one, they had enough B-reel that they made a whole second movie. Some of the plot points were the same, but there was like this whole other storyline that they never talked about in the first movie.
Bank robbers and stuff.
Yeah, instead of the story they were covering at the zoo.
And Amy Poehler was in it. They cut her out of the original
Anchorman. And Kevin Corrigan.
Yeah.
So it appears that the Anchorman crew has done the same thing again and has enough jokes to make a whole second movie.
But this time it's coming out in the theaters instead of as an extra
for
DVD.
For 1 week only.
Yeah.
It's coming out to theaters. The whole joke that was in the trailer about the vampire didn't make it to the movie, so I'm hoping it makes it to the second movie, unless they're planning a third all-new jokes movie. I'm pretty excited.
I will say, because we didn't do any shows after December 17th, we saw Anchorman 2. Didn't really do an official review of it.
So I think what we should do is hold our Anchorman review until we see Anchorman 2.2.
Yeah.
And review them both at the same time.
Why not? Why not?
It's just my thought.
We should get Stacy involved in it because she's been dying to see the one that came out in December, so. Anyhow. And then on Sunday, I guess there's an all-new Walking Dead, Talking Dead, and Comic Book Men. I want to thank Ryan for getting us the last two episodes of Walking Dead.
Thank you, buddy.
Last two episodes of Arrow for us to catch up with. Those last two episodes of Walking Dead were awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
But so now we're a week behind.
Now we're a week behind, yeah. Anyhow, I believe that's this week's Geek News.
That is. That's all we got.
So thanks for sticking with us. We'll be hoping to make it a third week next week.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Anyhow, thanks for listening, gang. See you next time.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.